Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners, CEOs, people who manage and support salespeople. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they just won't shut up. So here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what you do.
Hi, I'm Brandon Barand. I am a cybersecurity solutions specialist. I work for the greatest company in the world, Grey Castle Security. Essentially, what that means is I help business owners and stakeholders make very important decisions about technology and security.
Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with business owners?
You know, I think business owners and, you know, they're people. I think working with people is undeniably the greatest part about my job. I love building relationships with people. I love taking them out for dinner or drinks. But Bob, I got to be honest, if anyone tells you anything other than the money's pretty darn good too, I think that that's misleading. So I enjoy the financial aspect of it as well.
Absolutely. It's funny. Sometimes I'll tell people don't forget about the money and they feel like they feel dirty about it. I'm like, no, the money's good there. So
that's why it's not an easy job. That's why we're here.
Absolutely. Question number three, what do you find most challenging about getting in front of decision makers?
Yeah, I think the most challenging thing would be the gatekeepers. I think gatekeepers have kind of a negative stigma. However, I like to prefer to them more as internal champions. But at times it can be difficult to convince a gatekeeper to really be your champion and get in front of that decision maker. So at times that can be the most challenging part.
It can be a challenge to get through gatekeepers. Completely agree. Question number four, what other top professionals in the B2B space like yourself that you think would be a great guest for the On Fire B2B podcast?
Yeah, there's a couple that really come to mind. Kevin Leonard would be one. And Michael Kearney would be the second. Kevin Leonard is a director of a technology firm up here in upstate New York. Michael Kearney owns his own company here in upstate New York. Both have been tremendous influences on my sales career, and they would provide you and everyone listening a lot of value.
Perfect, perfect there. Let's get to question number five, and this is where you're going to give some of your insight about working with businesses. Go.
Sure. So I don't expect this to be too long because it's really pretty cut and dry.
Okay.
What I have found through my sales career is that every human being, whether it's me, you, or anyone listening, will always make a decision based off of one of two emotions. It's either gain some sort of pleasure or avoid some sort of pain. When I used to be in sales leadership, I would actually do an exercise where I would have everyone write down their last 10 purchases and just tell me why they bought them. And it always will come down to pain or pleasure, even at its most simplest form. If you're hungry, you eat. If you're tired, you sleep. You don't make any decisions other than that. So as soon as I realized that, my sales career went through the roof, because I then started to reorchestrate all of my discovery and probing questions in an effort to draw out either that pain or pleasure. So my advice to anyone listening would be to really sit back and think about what probing questions you are asking and just do a self-check and ask yourself, do these questions actually draw out either a pain or pleasure? Because if the answer is no, you're simply wasting your time and spinning your wheels. Once that pain or pleasure is drawn out, every subsequent question should be, how does that make you feel? What would be the benefit of X, Y, and Z? And the discussion becomes an entirely different discussion, and it also shows extreme amount of value. So if I could recap, it would just simply be, remember why people make decisions and make sure that you are respecting that with the questions that you ask, and I'm confident that you will see results.
Love it there. No, that's it. Again, shortens to the point. I love it. Question number six. Do it. Most important question of the podcast, Brandon. I need you to focus.
Got it.
Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
My first sale. So I've been fortunate to have pretty much every sales job you can have, from entry level to the VP of sales. But the entry level job, I was a cold caller, you know, the infamous cold callers. My very first call, very first day on the sales floor, I called someone, he was eating dinner. And those of you that have made cold calls, you know that you never want to call anybody when they're in the middle of dinner. So he was immediately irate that I had called during dinner. I had to really break down the walls and talk to him about first what he was cooking. I gave him some suggestions on what side dish that would go good with the steak he was cooking. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I was able to get a sale. So I was very fortunate. First call that I've ever made, it was not only an upset customer when he answered, but I was able to defuse it and actually sell him something. And it was kind of at that moment early in my career that maybe I'm pretty good at this. Maybe I should stick with it.
Perfect. Perfect. Love the story there. So Brandon, you now have 4 minutes and 23 seconds left. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather, or again, the best know when to be concise and when to shut up so you can end early. Either way.
I would just simply say that I would ask anyone to reach out to me if they need any assistance with their security needs, and look us up at greatcastlesecurity.com. And I really appreciate being here. And I'm a short and to the sweet, to the point kind of guy, and I won't take up any more time.
Boom, we're done then. Pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to shut up. Website, right. Say it.
www.greatcastlesecurity.com.
Perfect. Yeah, it's already in the description there. Brandon, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Appreciate you, Bob.
And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.